miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins. 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com. YOUDOCS@gmail.com. Thanks for listening today. Do you have a Real Age Tip of the Week planned for this hour? Dr. Mike.
I do, but I'm not telling what it is.
Well, your name is on the show, so I guess you can do that then. That's you're the boss. So that gets everybody to listen by the end of the hour. What is the theory behind this blood type diet? That's a story I thought was interesting. A blood type diet. What is that?
Well, the theory behind it was that your blood type predicted when in civilization you your family evolved, and from that it would choose different nutrients that would help you lose weight. We said, if you look in our book as long ago as 2002 in Cooking the Real Age Way and the Real Age Diet, we said that although there was a theoretic genetic basis to such, that it seemed to us to be BS or bad science. It has proven, obviously, to be bad science. There to be no rationale between weight loss and your blood type.
Okay, I'm just looking at some of the other stories we can go through. Food irradiation. Food irradiation. What are some of the facts? What are some of the figures?
Bridget, do you want to take this, food irradiation?
Why don't you start it?
Okay, well, there are several ways of making sure food does not come contaminated. One of which is to pasteurize food, that is to heat it to a certain temperature so it doesn't have it. Another way is to irradiate it. And irradiate is to send radiation at it that will destroy all living things on it. So you destroy the cell nucleus. It's what happens, if you will, if a nuclear bomb hits and it gets close to us, it destroys our nuclei or destroys our genetic material. So irradiation is what you can do with bacteria and viruses, and so that's what they... one of the processes of doing that. And the question is, does this change the genetic makeup of the food that you do eat so that and that's been the concern, if you will, of some of the health people that there is, if you will, changes that occur in the food that make it less safe for you. So the finding is that 12% of spices imported to the United States were contaminated from everything from insects to rodent excrement to human hair, and that in recent years more spices consumed in the United States are undergoing irradiation treatment to eliminate the risks concerned with, if you will, microbial contamination. And irradiation is now making it to grocery shelves, so the groceries are, in fact, doing it there. One of the steak companies, Omaha Steaks, is using it as a selling point at the selling point, meaning right where they're selling it. Farms are doing it with chickens as well. The reason this is, at least I consider this a little risky, is because we, if we're close enough to that irradiation, get some of it. It's just like getting x-rays, and you don't need extra x-rays, so you've got to be a little careful that the store has turned it off if they're doing it or wherever you're getting it. The second thing is it changing food? We don't think it's changing food, but we've got to be really careful about where it is The federal government and a number of private concerns are coming out and say we'd like to see more irradiation, and it's safe. It makes it safer, obviously, the food safer, as long as we don't get any of the extra radiation, as long as people do it in a careful enough way that you and I don't get it, Joe.
Let's go through some of the other food-related, diet-related stories on the list here today. And there's one here that deals with an avocado with lunch and what benefit that may be. How about that? Avocado with lunch. What can that do for you?
Well, there are a couple of things about having avocados. And, Bridget, you know the avocado has both protein and it has a healthy fat.
Right.
So the research suggests that, in fact, it helps because it's got healthy fat in it. It slows your stomach from emptying, so you don't get as high a blood sugar level. So it helps regulate blood sugar levels. But I think it also contains, you know, each half of an avocado contains about 125 calories, and that is exactly, it's a little more than you need to slow your stomach from emptying, but it has healthy fat, it's got omega-3 fat, it actually has some protein in it, so it has healthy stuff with it. And in this study, decreased people's desire to eat. 28% of the people in the study had a decreased desire to eat 5 hours after, compared with people who ate the same lunch but without the avocado. So people feel fuller, and it does decrease, if you will, the munchies later on.
And previous studies have shown that the monounsaturated fat that's found in the avocado reduce levels of bad cholesterol in the blood, which decreases a person's risk of heart disease or stroke.
Joe? I think we may have lost Joe.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
in any case, Bridget, you were recently at a conference on nutrition. This was for the guidelines in 2015. So the USDA-FDA combined guidelines on the American diet, that is what used to be known as the food pyramid, and this is now My Plate, were revised or are going to be revised in, I think, for 2015. And they had some public meetings. You were at them. Tell us what you took away from them.
Correct. So every 5 years, they republish the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and they do this based on any kind of emerging research that has been found on diet and health, and they change the RDAs, or the daily values, for Americans based on the latest evidence. So the meeting that I was at was for the committee that is in charge of presenting their advice to the USDA and Health and Human Services. And it was so interesting because there were a lot of people there that were from the food industry that were representing corporations like McDonald's. Then there was also individuals representing the Dairy Council, the meat industry. But then there was a number of individuals that were there against the dairy and meat industry that were advocating for a more plant-based diet focus for 2015 from the Dietary Guidelines. There was a lot of people that were discussing the risks of eating dairy or of eating meat and processed meat, who believed that the recommendations should be more focused on calcium-rich foods versus dairy necessarily, or limiting red meat intake instead of promoting meat as a main source of protein.
Okay, we'll be back with more of the top medical stories next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.